so varied. It could be anything from, you know, driving around in a car, listening to things on the radio, and just hearing things and saying, oh, that was so interesting from that. Or, you know, there's stuff that's stuck in my brain. I was a real 60s kid, you know, so, you know, some of the things like I Feel Good and music like that just, you know, was part of my real experience. Diana Barcella was also in the film sitting right here, and she has really pushed the new directions in a way, you know, Flaming Lips, Radiohead, YouTube, Outkast, Schizophrenia, Sonic Youth, all those people are not things that I grew up with, but I've really come to appreciate in a big way.
Maybe I ask you guys what are some of your favorite songs to sing?
Repeat it for the audience, please.
Truth, or you want me to make up something? The truth is, I was a 20.
cartoon drugs.
That was just the best response we ever got. I was working in a theater, a repertory theater company. We were doing a feminist musical, and I was playing Gay Ulysses. And I was working at a projectionist in a movie theater a lot like this, actually. Somebody came up to me and said, I have a job at a meal site for the elderly, and it has health insurance. Do you want to take it? I figured I'd better. So I took the job. It was really interesting. You know, I always loved being around the old people in my life. So when I had that job, it was the first, you know, it was the World War I generation. It was really, really interesting people. The first incarnation of this group, the people were just amazing, as they still are. But this woman came up and said, dude, I play the piano, can you get some people together? And we went ahead and just had a call out for people to come to a sing-along, and 25 people showed up, and we've been doing it ever since.
Could you honor us with a song?
No. We don't mean to dishonor you, but we don't sing on.
For me.